This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is AM 580 News Daily Podcast for June 26th. I'm Michael Kuliska. Coming up, a novel approach of getting cheap energy, turning garbage into gas. And AM 580's meteorologist Scott Althoff will check the forecast. But first, a look at today's news. Severe thunderstorms predicted for parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois could affect flooding downstream along the Mississippi River. Storms were predicted for portions of the Midwest over the next several days, and rains already falling in northern Missouri this morning. In Grafton, Illinois, the river was expected to crest Saturday evening. Hydrologist and meteorologist Mark Fuchs says the river is expected to crest at 31 feet. That's 13 feet above flood stage and 1 foot higher than its current level. State officials say President Bush has extended federal help to 14 counties to cope with severe storm and flooding. Patty Thompson is the spokeswoman for the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. She says people can now get access to temporary housing grants and loans. Businesses can also apply for low-interest loans. Governor Rod Blagojevich sent a letter to Bush on June 20th asking for help. Bush on Tuesday approved direct federal assistance for 13 counties to cover things like water, sandbags, pumps and generators. A group of Amtrak supporters is criticizing Governor Rod Blagojevich's proposal to cut the state's support for passenger train service at a time when high gas prices are on nearly everyone's mind. Ross Capon of the National Association of Railroad Passengers is sarcastically calling the proposed funding cuts a great way to respond to a $4 a gallon gasoline. Among 1.5 billion budget reductions proposed by Blagojevich on Tuesday is the elimination of 28 million for train routes to and from Chicago at points throughout the state. If the state decided to eliminate its Amtrak contract, trains between Chicago and St. Louis and Chicago-Carbondale would be cut. The number of riders on the lines is up in the last year, a fact Capon says makes any threats to cut Amtrak service ill-timed. State Representative Chapin Rose says the best way to solve Illinois' budget problems would be to start over. The Mohammed Republican says Governor Rod Blagojevich's threat on Tuesday to cut $1.5 billion from the General Assembly budget plan comes as no surprise, because the proposal is obviously out of balance. But Rose says the governor's cuts aren't enough to truly balance the budget as required by the Illinois Constitution.
You can't piecemeal this. It has to be part of a thoughtful, methodical product that's done through deliberate deliberation. As long as the kids are in the sandbox, you know, trying to be king of the Chicago sandbox, you're not going to get anywhere. My suggestion is everybody take a step back and grow up. And, you know, you get through it.
Rose says House Speaker Michael Madigan has contributed to the problem by refusing to talk with the governor and the other legislative leaders for the past year. He says if Republicans were the majority party in Springfield, their legislative leaders would sit down and discuss the budget reasonably. Rose says when GOP leaders did that in the 1990s, they agreed on the budget and did so before the adjournment deadline. The state of Illinois has yet to reach a deal with its largest public employees union. The two sides will get some outside help in trying to resolve the deadlock, Amanda Winicky reports.
Union spokesman Anders Lindahl says AFSCME's called in a mediator to facilitate during future meetings. He says after 7 months of meetings, the distance between both sides is still substantial. The current contract will be extended for an additional period while talks continue. Lindahl says some progress was made this week, but they're still nowhere near a settlement.
The current contract was set to expire on Monday, June 30th. Given that the differences are still so great, we feel that the assistance of a mediator could help.
Lindahl says this will be the first time an AFSCME contract has expired without a successor in place. The union says a main sticking point is that Governor Rod Blagojevich wants state workers to pay a lot more for health care, so much so that it will result in an overall decrease in take-home pay. The Blagojevich administration says it can't comment other than to say that it will continue to negotiate. I'm Amanda Winicky.
The U.S. Department of Transportation's Inspector General Office has confirmed that managers at a FAA radar facility handling flights into and out of Chicago's airports are under investigation. It has been alleged that the supervisors at the Federal Aviation Administration radar facility in Elgin covered up air traffic control errors. Investigators are looking into whether the controller errors were instead blamed on pilots or simply ignored. Latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is AM580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Michael Kuliska. Trash is usually out of sight, out of mind. But occasionally garbage grabs attention, especially when it starts costing a lot. Landfill fees are rising, and with higher costs to ship or truck garbage, a lot of communities are scrounging for alternatives to landfills. Reporter Sean Ali found one community that hopes a trendy fuel might solve its garbage problem.
For most of us, there is nothing less sexy than trash. But in part of Indiana, that's changing.
One second.
Take your time.
I'm waiting for Jeff Langbin. He heads a solid waste district in northwest Indiana. Lately, Langbin's phone is ringing off the hook from reporters and colleagues. And why are they calling? Basically, it's because Langbin's county is leaning toward doing something new with garbage, something that intrigues trash bureaucrats, maybe even the one in your town. You see, Lake County, Indiana is this close to letting companies convert most of its garbage into ethanol, you know, to run cars. Langbin says his landfill costs are rising quickly. In his case, that would be $42 per ton.
The two garbage to ethanol providers were for $17.50 a ton. And that savings alone made our board say, hey, we have to pay attention to this.
And so Lake County, Indiana sat down with ethanol operators.
And we asked, what does it cost? Is there any of these things operating in the country? All of the standard questions that you would ask.
Wait a minute, one second. When you asked who else has done this and they said no one, what'd you think?
Well, the fact of the matter is that the components are being used and have been used for a very, very long time.
Sure, some components of garbage to ethanol technology have been around for a while. But if you ask ethanol producers where they actually turn trash into ethanol, they say they can do it in labs or in test facilities. And that's got some folks in the trash biz nervous.
Guess I'd say I'm cautious and wary of any new technology to process solid waste.
Jeremy O'Brien researches trash for the Solid Waste Association of North America, a trade group. He's seen landfill alternatives come and go.
Early on in the 1970s, we tried a number of technologies, including composting the waste stream. We tried a technology called anaerobic digestion, and then we also tried incineration.
Of those, only incineration survived. But early incinerators had a nasty habit of spewing toxic pollutants, stuff like dioxin, out their smokestacks. O'Brien says incinerators are now cleaner. His point, though, is that it takes time to improve technology, and he worries some communities bent on turning garbage into ethanol could end up holding the bag.
The facility could fail early on, and they'd be stuck without having a place to put their waste.
Indiana's Jeff Langbin says that won't happen to his county. He says the ethanol companies will cover their own financing, and the county will have insurance as a backup. But speaking of backups, there already is another landfill alternative, right?
Why can't we just recycle all this stuff and make it into new things that people buy again?
There are a number of people out there that could give a rat's patoot about recycling, and that's the waste stream that we're having to deal with. The other reality of it is recycling is expensive. So I don't believe it is a realistic possibility for us to just recycle everything, both from a cost standpoint and from a societal standpoint.
So Langbin says recycling helps, but ethanol might do more. He says he kind of wishes someone else would try trash to ethanol technology first, but it is worth testing out. And he says it might be so cheap, he won't even have to hold his nose. I'm Sean Aldi.
And time to take a look at weather. Mix of rain and sunshine is in Scott Althoff's forecast for Champaign-Urbana and the area. Today, partly sunny and humid with slight chances of showers and thunderstorms. The high 89, a wind from southwest at 6 to 12 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, humid with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 68, the wind from the south at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid with periods of rain and thunderstorms, the high 88, the wind from the south 8 to 16 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, humid with periods of rain and thunderstorms, the low 68. And Saturday, rain and thunderstorms again, likely in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, the high 83. At night on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, the low near 60 degrees. This has been the AM580 News Daily Podcast for June 26, 2008. You can find podcasts for Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Michael Kuliska, AM580 News.